Okay, hold up. I want to talk to you about something real quick. Have you ever thought about starting your own podcast? When I was trying to get this podcast off the ground, I had a lot of questions. Like, how do I record an episode? How do I get my show into all the apps that people like to listen to podcasts on? How do I make money from my podcast? The answer to every one of these questions is really simple. Anchor. Anchor is a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing your podcast. Best of all, it's 100% free and ridiculously easy to use. And now Anchor can match you with great sponsors who want to advertise on your podcast. That means you can get paid to podcast right away. In fact, that's what I'm doing right now by reading this ad. As I mentioned, Anchor distributes your podcast to all the different platforms such as Google, Apple, Spotify, and it has some great background music you can add to your podcast to give it a little extra flair. So if you've always wanted to start a podcast and make money doing it, go to anchor.fm/start to join me and the diverse community of podcasters already using Anchor. That's anchor.fm/start. I can't wait to hear your podcast. Whether you've been here before or you never left, don't let your time slip away. It's the worst kind of theft. You don't get any return sitting, wallowing in shame. It's time to put in work, bringing greatness to your name. It takes focus and dedication. We're not talking about luck. Gotta keep moving forward. Welcome to Coming Unstuck. What's going on, everyone? Welcome to another episode of Coming Unstuck, a Step Up to Greatness podcast with me, your host, and your greatness facilitator, Dustin Gruss. It has been a minute since we've done an episode. Actually, it's been almost a month and a half. The last episode we did was the adoption episode, the day where we got to adopt our two sons, and it has been a busy time. No, I did not get stuck. There's actually been a lot of changes, really, and more changes on the way, which we'll get into this episode. But it was a wonderful, wonderful day when we got to adopt our boys. We had to do it via Zoom, the official court proceedings. I had to do it via Zoom because Omicron was still raging pretty hard then. And so we had to do it via Zoom, which kind of sucked. We didn't get to have the instant family movie end scene. That is just beautiful. If you haven't seen that movie before, great movie. Check it out. But it was cool, though, because a lot of our friends and family that don't live close by got to be a part of the day because it was via Zoom. They got to log in and see the official presiding and announcement of the boys becoming Gruss boys, and that was pretty cool. And then we took the kids to the zoo, or a part of the Cleveland Metro Park Zoo called the Rainforest, which is all indoors and kept temperature controlled and everything for animals they would find in the rainforest. And we did got to do that with my parents, and we had a good friend in town for the big weekend, and Reba, she was awesome. Just great having her there to visit, and it was just a wonderful, beautiful day. And since then, it's been a lot of fun. The first week that they officially became Gruss boys, we had the flu go through our house. And it was just the flu. And then we've had kind of a busy, busy time with a big transition that came up. And I'll kind of talk a little bit about that. I made a post on my social media
pages about it this week, and that was about making transitions. So we'll talk a little bit about that and some other transitions that are coming for me and Step Up to Greatness. So kind of what I got into as far as the transition goes, and there are going to be some key takeaways in this, so definitely bear with me. So for those of you that don't know, a little over a year ago, I left the fitness industry. The gym I was at closed, and not only that, I had been working in the fitness industry for over 6 years at this point, and five of those having been married, and then 1.5 having been foster parents. And the thing with being in the fitness industry, one, it has its ebbs and flows. You have your busy times, like around New Year's, you have the people making their New Year's resolutions to lose weight, get fit, get healthy, whatever it may be. Closer to spring break, you have people wanting to get ready to be beach ready. Same thing for summer, making sure they look good in their swimsuits. Wedding season, same thing. So you have some ebbs and flows there. And then in the summer, it slows down for most gyms because people are outside doing things, especially up here in the northeast of Ohio. Things tend to slow down because people are outside and being active and enjoying the weather, where normally it's cold, gross, and mucky out. So you have your natural ebbs and flows, and when you're working as a personal trainer, that kind of increases and decreases your paychecks and the money you have coming in, and you have to budget differently. And that will affect a lot of gyms too. Also, the thing to keep in mind when it comes to personal training and physical fitness when you're working in that industry is that most people that are coming to work out at a gym and work with a trainer, they're doing it outside of their normal business hours, which is your normal 8 to 4, 9 to 5, whatever it may be, which meant the hours that I would have to work as a trainer are more along the lines of early morning or evening, leaving my wife, who works a normal 9 to 5 job, meaning she is and was getting the kids ready by herself and having to take them to daycare by herself, and then getting, depending on the day, and then picking them up and spending a few hours on her own, all while working a full-time job in the middle of the day. So it was kind of exhausting, and I wanted to be more involved in helping with the kids and being more a part of it. I didn't want all of it to just kind of solely lie on her shoulders, because that's not fair to the kids. It's not fair to me. It's certainly not fair to my wife to have all that responsibility. So, plus with the pandemic and how it was affecting gyms, and the fact that our kids getting breathing treatments daily themselves, I didn't want to continue to risk giving them a disease that affects your respiratory system, not knowing how that would really affect them. And so we decided, you know what, it's going to be time to make a transition, and I was going to step away from fitness for a while. I still worked and focused on doing what I could with Step Up to Greatness and my coaching and speaking, but it was time to kind of focus somewhere else. And thankfully, I had a good friend that worked for a painting company here in Ohio, and I worked as a commercial painter for the last year. And I've talked in some past episodes about it being stressful. It's not something I normally do. And it's times where I was in a situation where I felt I wasn't really prepared, and I was letting the moment get too big for me, and thankfully other people being there to help reel me in and calm me down and I stuck with it and ended up doing really well with it. Had a couple buildings that I worked at that favored me over any of the other painters that they had, not only because of the quality and care I put into my work, but who I was as a person and how I related to them as a staff and communicated with them, and it was an awesome experience. And then as we came closer to our adoption date, I had some, and I've mentioned this in the adoption episode, I had some times that would be kind of mentally and emotionally triggering for me, working in some apartments that were not the safest, cleanest, healthiest, and knowing that my boys could have been raised or living in situations like that because of what we knew about their parents and the situations and the cycles that they were a part of. And that was kind of triggering for me. And so that leads me to one of the transitions we decided to make. And that was, I've left the painting job and I'm now being a stay-at-home dad. And this is my first full week of it. And it's going well so far. It's actually been a lot of fun. My boys, again, are almost 3 and almost 2, so it's a lot of energy. When they're taking their nap, I'm thinking, okay, I need to take a nap or at least sit down and recover and relax a little bit and then get some of the stuff I want to done, aka like recording this podcast. But that was a transition we wanted to make because we wanted to make sure that, one, childcare is ridiculously expensive. I mean, it costs a lot. And while I was getting better at my job, it was a job. I didn't go into painting thinking it was going to be a career, nor did my wife think that for me. And while I was making decent money painting, now that we have officially adopted the kids, it made more sense for me to stay home with the kids, and we have a slightly tighter budget versus sending them to daycare and us borrowing from Peter to pay Paul because of how expensive it was. So I'm now stay-at-home dad, and it's been awesome. It's been a good transition so far. The funny thing about it is, and actually I'll get to that point in a bit, because I do have 3 key points I want to make about transitions. And so that was one transition that we made. Oh, so the other transition going on that is kind of an announcement now is that I am shifting gears when it comes to Step Up to Greatness. My goal is always to help people find the greatest version of themselves, to help people come unstuck with their mindset, their health, their careers, their families. And as we completed the adoption and these boys officially became our boys, I realized my greatest version of myself is being a parent to these boys. That it has been a journey that was hard, but worth it. That my wife and I needed to rely on each other and lift each other up. And when one was down, lift the other one up and vice versa. And we worked together on it all and it was a journey, but the love that I get to give these boys and receive back from them and see how much they're growing and learning and developing as little humans, it's makes me feel more amazing than anything else. And just knowing where our journey started way back on our second date, saying that kids were non-negotiable, we had to have them, then going through our infertility, our grieving, our healing, our adoption of our dog Eva, the acceptance of the possibility of life child-free, to then okay, well, let's foster, to okay, it's lining up, let's adopt these boys, to okay, we are now responsible for bringing these boys up. It's a journey that I would not trade for anything. And even my wife, as we went through all the infertility stuff and we had the baby announcements from other couples and friends and family and stuff, it was tough. It was hard. But now, as we found out, my sister-in-law, Donna, is expecting her second child, to see my wife smiling and happy and laughing about it, and to hear say, that wasn't for us. Our life, we are meant to adopt these boys and raise these boys and have these boys. That's just incredible to me. So my focus, what I'm saying here, is I'm switching to help other families on their journey, other couples be on their journey dealing with infertility, foster, and adoption, or even being child free, because, you know, there was a point in our journey where my wife and I were content saying, okay, this is our life, it's okay just being us. And if that's what we decided to stay with, we probably would have been okay with that. So that's going to be my new focus. That's where I'm transitioning to. What does that mean for coming unstuck? Well, I'm going to continue this podcast. But the transition has kind of already started with the new direction, which is part of the reason why it's been a month and a half since the last podcast. I still have a wealth of knowledge and experience that I think will be valuable to you all. That's why I will continue coming in stuck. You probably just won't see me post it as frequently as I did last year. And some of the knowledge and experiences that I have and will gain will probably be from me switching the focus of Step Up to Greatness and the direction I'm heading with that. So I'm not just abandoning this podcast. I'm not abandoning you all that have been listening. I just am wanting to continue to help you come unstuck. But I also want to help families going through such a huge task, a huge transition in their life, because there are times going through that journey where you feel alone, where other people try to say things and try to do the right things and try to be as kind as they can, but they don't really know what they're saying. They have good intentions, but sometimes unknowingly they are unfortunately hurting the people they're trying to help. So I want to kind of be a voice for those people going through the journey that we went through. So that is a large transition that I'm making, and I have a new podcast that will be coming out haven't set a launch date yet, but I've recorded a couple episodes, one on infertility, one on foster care. I'll be recording some other ones, including an episode with my wonderful wife, Leanne, about our journey. And I'm excited for this new venture, this new podcast, and the new direction of Step Up to Greatness. So stay tuned for that. But to get back to making some points for you all so that you get something out of this, there's three things about transitions that I want to share with you. One, when we were getting ready to make this decision about me being a stay-at-home dad, my wife hemmed and hawed, and she was mulling in her own head about it, nervous about talking to me about it. And pretty much what led to us making that decision, to her finally speaking up to me about it, was me working in a couple of those apartments that were triggering for me, that she knew I was unhappy being there. And so then she finally spoke up and told me what had been on her mind and stressing her out. And so the key here is, when you're about to go through a transition and make a big change, make sure you are in communication with the other people that it's going to affect, the other people that care about you, that you're partnered with, whether it be your spouse, your life partner, your boyfriend, girlfriend, your parents, your siblings, whatever it may be. When you're ready to make a huge transition, stay in communication with the people around you so they know how to support you, so they know how to get the information out of you, so they can help ease your mind and your worries, and that you can formulate a plan together. She was sitting on the idea of me staying at home with the kids for at least 2 days before she finally spoke up about it. And when she did, I was like, okay, sure. The next day she texted me, well, I know I told you to pray about it, but what's your gut feeling on staying home with the boys? I'm like, well, after you went to sleep, I started Googling things to do with your kids around Cleveland, if that's any indication. She's like, okay, so I guess we're doing this. I'm like, yeah. So she sat with it in her head for 2 days and was stressing out about it, when she probably could have spoken up and we could have saved her some stress and grief. So make sure you stay in communication with the people around you and the people it's going to affect. Next, utilize resources available to you. And this is one of my letters and my unstuck method, to utilize resources available to you. So a good friend of ours, Matt Stone to be exact, he has been a stay-at-home dad for years. And so when we were really, again, in the thinking about it phase, I reached out to him to see, okay, well, how did you do this? What kind of secrets do you have, or tips do you have, and how do you plan and schedule your days? What do you do? And he gave me a bunch of ideas. And not only that, he has a daughter that is between the ages of our two boys, and he got really excited for us to be able to go on little field trips together and have play dates and do all those things where we can not only enrich the kids' lives, but also as parents kind of tag team and team up and make sure we're helping each other in ways that haven't been available to us, because being a stay-at-home dad is not really the norm. There's still more stay-at-home moms, but really with inflation and the way the world has been working, both parents are usually working these days because of cost of living and everything. But being able to reach out to him and get those resources, and then talk to my mom, who was a science teacher for many, many years, and knowing that she has a bunch of like crafts and projects and experiments that we can do, especially as the kids get older, that's fun. And knowing that my parents can relieve me like once every couple weeks and take the kids for a day so I can recharge my battery however I need, that's a resource available to me. Of course, local museums and nature centers and parks and libraries with story times, those are all resources that are going to be available to me as a parent to make the process more enriching for the kids. And, you know, YouTube TV and YouTube. And we, each day so far, the kids have done some Cosmic Kids yoga. They're only almost 2 and almost 3. So they're not going to be expert yogis, but they are moving their bodies. They're enjoying it, and it's something different for them. And it's fun to do. And if you haven't checked out Cosmic Kids yoga, if you have little ones, do it. It is a lot of fun. So utilize resources available to you. And again, that's part of my Unstuck method. I have an episode of my Unstuck method. It's also a presentation, part of a presentation I give. If you want more information on that or me to go over the Unstuck method with you, please don't hesitate to reach out. So those are a couple key points with this transition. And lastly, when you are making a transition, and this is part of my post that I made about transitions this week. When you're making transitions in life, you are taking the next step. And sometimes when we make transitions or when we are becoming something better, we often use routines. And routines that create habits, whether it be tracking our food, doing something every day, however a routine you create for yourself. Wake up the same time every morning, work out the same time every morning. Again, one of my things I've done in the past is use a calendar to track my working out, making sure I'm getting to the gym at least 3-4 days a week using a stars and X's method. Stars I may get to the gym, X's days I don't. Whatever routines help you get to that desired outcome that you're looking for. That's the purpose of a routine, is to build a program, build a foundation, build habits. And over time, as we are going through that routine, we stop tracking, we stop paying attention because it becomes second nature. It's a routine. Well, the thing with that is sometimes as we stop tracking it, we start to let a few things slide and the routine is not as clear cut and foolproof as it was when we first started. And we don't see the results right away because we're still doing the majority of the work because you know what it takes for the routine. For example, if you use an app like Weight Watchers, or WW as it's mostly called now, if you use that to track your food, over time you learn how many points each thing is worth, and eventually you stop tracking using the tracker because it's just time consuming and you don't want to keep tracking every day. Because you have in your head, okay, this is worth this, this is worth this. And over time, your measurements start to slide, your meals start to slide. You're not tracking everything, so next thing you know, your a snack here and there gets in, and while you're maintaining, you're not losing weight like you were when you first started WW. So that's just one example, because again, last year I lost 30 pounds, and then since I stopped using the app regularly, I've put a little bit of that weight back on. But that's okay. I rejoined a gym for being a stay-at-home dad, so I can make sure I'm, one, releasing stress, and working out on the regular gun because I'm not doing my physically demanding job of painting anymore. So routines help us transition to the new us. But sometimes those routines, as we let them go, or let them slack a little bit, we aren't continuing on the path to our greatest self. But then we have a new transition in life that we're trying to take us to the next level of something else. And when we do that, it's good to go back to our tried and true routines of the past. Start tracking those workouts again. Start tracking your food again. If you've put weight back on and you want to lose that weight again, whatever it may be, use those routines. But realize, and again, this is part of my post, realize that the routine you used to get to where you are or where you were got you to that point. Now you're trying to get to somewhere higher, to a better place. So that using the same old routine that you used before is good because you know it works, but I suggest modify it, improve it, level it up, add something new to that routine, because just like you let the routine fall off before, not follow it to the exact T, it's going to be a little bit easier to let that routine go the second time or third time or fourth time around sooner, because you think in your head, well, I already know how to do that, not realizing how much your body has changed, your mindset has changed, how your body is different when you're older, how your mind thinks and accepts things differently when you're older. So it's good to incorporate new routines to help you level up and get to the next point in your life. For instance, again, in a post I put, with the kids being at home in the evenings, that's family time, that's at home time, so we can do whatever we want, but I want to have structure with my kids at home during the day, so we have a little to-do list, if you will, or schedule that's color-coded, and I write it out each morning, and then again in the afternoon after their naps. So it's like, okay, this is breakfast time, then we're going to do colors or play a match game or yoga, or, and I just have a list of things that we go down, and then as we complete those, we have a little indicator or avatar, if you will, that we move the sticker down to the next activity so they can see that we are building a routine. So that's one thing I'm doing with the kids. And then for myself, I have incorporated my calendar method with the stars and X's again, but also I want to level up and improve my productivity and utilize the times I have available to me when the kids are asleep during their nap or asleep from the night before, and use the early morning to do things. So I'm using information I got from one of my past podcast guests, Dave Ruel, his book Done by Noon. It's a book on being more productive, and I've bought his book after doing my interview with him, as well as some of his day planners, and so I've been using that to help me with my productivity. I'm also part of a coaching program with Dan Mason, and we have a weekly Q&A that we do through Voxer, as well as a live coaching call that we do 2 times a month. And that's helping me, again, level up, make sure I'm accountable. The guys in the group are awesome. It's so cool to be part of this group of men that are all trying to better themselves, and we're holding each other accountable and encouraging each other and helping each other celebrate and push through on our big moments and our struggles. So it's just ways that I am leveling up and building on my routine. So there you have things to do when you're facing transition. All right. So stay in communication with the people that it affects and that are important to you and care about you, so they know what you're up to. Because if you're making this huge transition and they don't know about it, they don't know how to support you, they might be concerned with you because suddenly your pattern is changing. So make sure that you're keeping them in the loop. Utilize resources available to you, friends, family, mentors, mentees, free resources via the internet and your community. And then lastly, use your tried and true routines, but modify, improve, or level them up. So that's kind of where I've been and where I'm headed. Again, I will have a new podcast launching probably next month in April. And I'm currently making transitions with Step Up to Greatness and the focus of it all and how I'm approaching it. And we'll probably have some news and information for you on that coming up. So definitely be on the lookout. But thank you for tuning in, for your support and encouragement through everything. I appreciate you all. And as always, keep moving forward and step up to greatness. What's going on, everyone? Dustin here, wanting to say thank you again for checking out my podcast. Be sure to leave a review or comment on this episode on your favorite podcast provider. And be sure to subscribe and share with your friends that you think would find this information useful. In the meantime, keep moving forward and step up to greatness.